Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year! I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 yum. I just love you.
Well, that's a great way to start a Saturday morning show. That's fun.
That's how we start every day in my house.
Oh, that's super. That's super. So welcome, everybody. This is the Saturday morning Coach's Corner call brought to you by Optimize My Life from the Hope Collection. And today we have some special guests. We have Derek from Tennessee and Mary from the wilds of Wisconsin. Is that right, Wisconsin, or is it?
It's Minnesota. You're close.
Minnesota.
Hey, Mary.
You can tell that I didn't excel in geography. Minnesota.
Oh, you're not as bad as country, so you're the same area.
Well, welcome. Hey, welcome.
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
I sent a hookup to something on Instagram. He texted me his phone number last night.
Awesome.
I thought that was really cool, huh? So, well, welcome. This is the Saturday morning edition of an ongoing Hope Call, you know, during the week. And Mary, you can explain. I know most about Monday through Friday having Hope for Lunch, you know, different calls during the lunch hour from 12 to 1 Eastern time. But there's a whole slew of other exciting calls that are taking place. And Mary, if you could share some of that information with us.
Yeah, so we've changed some of our weekday shows, for starters. Mondays and Wednesdays is all about hometown heroes. So we highlight individuals and organizations that strive to improve their business, but that's not their main focus. Their focus is to be able to help the world and help others in their communities. So we interview different professionals and different things and what they do to make the world a better place. And then Monday mornings at 8:30 Eastern is all about family and health. And so we talk about things from nutrition to meal planning and how to get picky eaters to be able to eat foods that you struggle them to eat. But also we talk about things like, you know, your body image, especially with kids, and how as an adult we don't realize what we say, they understand, interpret, and it can reflect onto them what they think about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, we have a special guest host who's a certified diabetes nutritionist and wellness coach. And it's all about type 2 and type 1 diabetes and different ways to live a healthier life.
Perfect, yes. Very important.
And coming up, we haven't quite figured out the time yet, but sometime on Wednesdays will be comedy hour.
Oh!
It'll be an uplifting time to get you through the rest of the week.
You know, what is the old Reader's Digest? Laughter is the best medicine?
It is. And our first episode will actually have a coach that's trained and specialized in comedy, not so much comedy, but how important laughter is and how not only is it good for your mind, but how it's good for your body.
Well, humor and just feeling free to express yourself and just to relax enough to laugh at, even at situations that may not always be so pleasant, but it's a state of mind that if you can look at something and see something funny about it or something humorous, sometimes it's easier to get through something. Excuse me. Sorry for my coughing.
It is. You know, in our house, my kids, whenever I get real frustrated with them and I'm getting mad to that point that I'm going to start yelling at them, they always give you a look, or they'll do something that you have to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost forget what they did that you got mad at them for to begin with.
Well, sometimes even just a turn of phrase can just change an attitude and just change and just relax a situation, you know. And so, I know there's a quote from the Bible about a light, a kind word. Oh, gosh, I can't remember it. It's at the tip of my, it's at the back of my mind. It's still at the tip of my tongue. Excuse my coughing. I apologize. Just once. I just got to keep coughing. It can diffuse so many situations and just lighten the mood when things are really tense. And so it's humor is very, very important. And it's the attitude of not taking something seriously, because some situations are serious, but by just, you can just alleviate a lot of tension with just a kind word or just a humorous, I'm not saying tell a joke, but just something that you could say. What was it? One of the books that Joel Griffin had given us long time ago was all jokes, but all just wonderful, uplifting. And I think the book actually is somewhere in my craft room here, but just nice. They're not all dad jokes, but just nice, funny puns and little limericks and little things that just are, you know, just so sweet and just so such a nice.
I have the Bond version of that.
Yes?
There's one that's for, it's called Mothers and Daughters.
Okay.
And it's the mom's version. It's like stories of kids, you know, when they get in trouble, they'll just do something and, you know, laugh it off.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Excuse me. Oh, I wish I could find it. Have that book right at my fingertips, because there's so many examples of different things. But then even from our own life, we can think of times that were really tense and just somebody just saying the right thing. Just alleviated the tension. And so you kind of take a step back then and look at a situation with less angst, as it were.
Well, that's part of the reason why you see, you know, some people have given us a lot of slack for it, but you know, back in the height of the newest war, you'd see soldiers doing TikTok videos or YouTube videos just screwing around with music.
Yes.
You know, and people didn't understand, but that's our way of dealing with what's going on around us.
Sure, sure.
Or we just, you know, screw with each other.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not a disrespectful, like, you know, like even with, I know in with nurses, and doctors, if they took everything soup. Of course, they do it very seriously, but if you take it with such, so wrapped up in it, they don't see things objectively. And sometimes mm-hmm. you need that objective eye. You don't, why sometimes a parent isn't the best doctor for a child because they don't see it objectively. They're seeing, you know, as a parent. And so sometimes you need that, you know, that separation so that you can see something, you know, not clearer, but you know what I mean. The,
right. And that's why, you know, a lot of medical professionals have that rule that you can't work on family. And I have the same rule with coaching. I don't work a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, you, even though you try to be objective, you can't because, you know, the personal feelings, you know, obviously take over. So that, you know, that's a good point. But so that sounds like fun. That would be something I'd like to, you know, listen to. And, you know, I think that would be, it's a very healthy thing.
And entertaining and fun. You know, I always emphasize on the show, even when I have guests coming on, I go, you know, we are very laid back, and my goal for every episode is to be fun and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
not just be an interview.
Right. It just have that rapport, you know. It makes it much more enjoyable to both listen to and to conduct an interview when it, you know, when it's a nice, you know, easy rapport between two people. So that's super.
The guests we have coming on next week on Monday and Wednesday, one is, her name is Tish, and she's a survivor of colon cancer.
Mm.
And she is all about healthy living, but also she puts together little gift boxes like cupcakes or different packages for people to send out to each other.
Fun.
And she's also a creator of meal plans. So she puts together boxes of shelf-stable food for you to make at home. It's really kind of cool.
Yes, yes. Especially when somebody's going through something, you know, you want to eat, you need to eat, but sometimes just the effort, you know, if you're going through a medical problem sometime, you know, but having a little meal kit just takes away one less thing to have to stress about.
Exactly. And then we have Dr. Clark. I can't remember her first name. But she is the Green Queen of Atlanta.
Oh.
She is working on tiny homes. She is all about all these different charity organizations, but also on how to do it effectively and greenly, how to do things with recyclables and, you know, reduce the impact.
Oh, that's so important.
And she does a lot of work with the homeless.
That's good.
And
that's
big
important.
News.
Yes?
So we got approved by Roku and Apple to have our own TV shows.
Ah.
On their channels.
Super. Wow.
And so we're going to start that this summer because I have to figure out how to do it first.
And yeah, get the content.
Well, a lot of it we're going to basically be airing a lot of our radio shows with the
mm-hmm.
option of
okay.
video. But we're also going to add a couple different shows onto there also, which are going to be a couple cooking shows.
Oh,
I love to. I'm a baker. That's exciting. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. One of them is going to be kid-friendly, healthy things that kids can make.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is healthy living for things like diabetes. You know, the misconception is when you start restricting what you can eat, you have to eat healthy. But healthy means you have to lose the flavor and lose taste, and it has to be, you know, just yuck food.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of our hosts on Wednesday morning, she has just released her second cookbook. And so we're going to take some recipes out of there and show you how you can actually, instead of using like butter, using avocado or different things depending on what you're cooking or baking. And then coming up for the Christmas season, we're going to have heart-friendly, healthy cookie recipes, how to convert your sure cookie recipe into a healthier way of eating it, but still taste just like the original.
I know my mom used applesauce instead of oil on some things.
Yeah, applesauce is a good one. Coconut oil is another one.
That is a very important, important show because, again, I'm trying to, lose weight myself, and just one thing I've, unfortunately, really, really cut down on, I was diet soda. As much as I love it, I switched to water, and, you know, I'm trying just to, now it's only been 3 days, but, it's just the mindset that I have to start the day with I don't drink coffee or tea, so my caffeine was kind of a diet Dr. Pepper, so I'm trying to break that habit of having it every day. So,
is it the caffeine or is it just the carb?
The caffeine I like. It's just, I was just reading something on how, especially diet sodas, are worse than regular sodas. And so I'm just trying to break the habit of having sodas, constantly.
What I do is I don't drink pop. Very rarely do I ever drink pop or soda in your world.
Right.
I drink flavored water. Like Crystal Light, for instance, has flavored packets that's got caffeine in a type of caffeine in there for that reason.
That would be wonderful. Yes, that's a great idea. I mean, I have to get blood work done every month, and two of my doctors also ask for blood work for different things. And we have the place where I get blood work done. We used to just be able to show up. Well, now you have to make an appointment. And there were no appointments in the morning, before I went to work. So I got one at 5:30 in the afternoon, which sounded fine. Oh, good, I can make it there after work. And then I realized I had to fast. So on Thursday, yesterday, I drank nothing but water all day and no food. And I was surprised myself that I was not super hungry. And I realized, I'm not going to do that on a regular basis, but I can really cut down and just drink more water. And I felt fine. We did go to dinner afterwards, mind you.
Yeah, it's what? Actually a diet trick, but it's when you're trying to eat less at meals,
mm-hmm.
you drink a couple glasses of water before you eat, and you actually eat less.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I have been trying that, but having nothing but water during the day. And it was funny because one of the attorneys, came over with this beautiful crystal bowl full of chocolate. She said, I gave up chocolate for Lent, and I can't have this on my counter, on my desk. I said, well, get it away from me because, you know, because I knew I had this test. But at the same time, that's another, you know, thing at being at an office. There's so much food around. It's easy just to start munching. But then you realize, do I really need that? You know, that donut is all carbs and sweets and no real nutrition at all. So, again, just like anything in our lives, it's a choice. You just have to make a choice of what your outcome to be.
And that's a lot of what we talk about Monday morning, especially, you know, that concept, especially with kids, is that you get into that habit of eating for the fact to eat.
Yes. Yeah, especially
it's just
right there in front of you. Even, you know, it's like, okay, it was somebody's birthday, so they brought in donuts. Which looked wonderful. I did break down and have a donut hole instead of a whole donut.
And that's it. Well, that's what I struggle with a lot is just the munching. So I just get so busy throughout the day that I just don't eat regular meals.
Well, that's what we laugh about. Now that I'm retiring, I'm going to have to learn how to cook because too often, you know, being just the two of us, we'll just stop out and pick up something or go out to a restaurant, whereas if I'm home, I'm going to be planning. And again, a lot of things with weight loss is planning what you're going to eat. Instead of just grabbing something and, you know, we'll go out to dinner once in a while, but it will be me being able to cook a great meal is going to make a difference.
And now there's so many of those meal kits that you can order online and have them delivered to your house that, you know, makes it a little bit easier for just two of you.
Mm-hmm, yes. And I was talking to somebody, and I can't remember who it was because it was a while back. But they said the meal kit, because you think, oh, that's a horrible expense. And they said it really isn't because everything is there. You're not running to the store and just picking up, things that you don't need. You don't have the waste. One of the problems with Ron and I, you know, you buy, like we can't buy a bag of potatoes. We wouldn't go through enough. Half of them would rot before they all got eaten. So, you know, when there's just two people, sometimes whereas a meal kit has just enough for that meal, which is something important.
And it has all the fruits, all the vegetables, everything for that meal put in there, including some of the spices. So,
right.
You know, I looked at it, and for a couple of people, it's actually pretty reasonable in price compared to what you'd spend at the store. But for a family like me, it's not worth it just because my kids are such picky eaters.
Right. But for two people, in fact, that's what, and I just drawing a blank on who was talking about it, but they said it really worked for them, that they weren't impulse buying extra things, as much as often, and you know, having everything at their hands to be able to prepare a meal, instead of like us, just like grab some macaroni and cheese or something that, you know, doesn't really help in the long run.
Plus, it teaches you how to cook. Yeah, I'm coming with step-by-step directions on how to do it.
Yes, yes. See, my mom was a caterer, and she was an excellent cook, and I like to bake, although I haven't baked anything for a long time, mostly because I just don't want to be eating all the, you know, the sweets and things that that I was baking. But again, she came from a large family, so when she cooked, there was way too much. So that's the other thing that. So that's something really to seriously look into. But if you could just wrap up the show, just talking a little about the kindness campaign too, and how that's going.
The kindness campaign is we're adding new things to it. So right now we're working on a social media campaign to get kids to record videos explaining what different acts of kindness are, and we're going to put them together in an educational format. And I am now the charter rep for the local Boy Scouts group, club, whatever you want to call it, in my area. So I'm going to sit down with the troop leader, and we're going to talk about the kids putting together a presentation and different videos for the Kindness Club. So when the schools take it or other organizations take the pamphlet for it and how to teach it, all they have to do is play the videos instead of having to actually teach it themselves.
Perfect. Wonderful. Yeah.
And
videos especially, and the kids love putting them together, and it's such a, I'm a visual learner, so having something in a video helps me more than somebody talking about it.
Exactly. And we have a famous follower and promoter of the Kindness Club.
Ah. Who's that?
We have Shakira. She's following us on TikTok and sent me a message asking me about the details of the Kindness Club.
Wow. It's so funny. You just never know where connections come from. You know, isn't it? That is just so cool.
Yeah. So my daughter's through the roof right now. She absolutely loves her.
I'm sorry. I cough more, I think, in the morning. Oh, 90 seconds. So, but that's so exciting. It's just, you know, can one person connecting with the next, and then it just grows and just, it goes viral. Isn't that the, you know, it will go viral. I just see that coming. So that's exciting.
Yes. And we have a lot of new things coming up with the Hope Collection that are in the works.
Great.
We'll talk about that next Saturday.
Yes, yes. All righty. Well, you have a wonderful day. And Ron will be home. Well, he has a couple errands to run before he gets home today. But luckily, the ice storm, it was crazy to watch. But it's all cleared up now, so he's out and about for a while, so, but he'll be back later. So, well, you have a wonderful day, and say hi to the kids and your hubby. So,
I will.
Alrighty. Oh, 10 seconds. So we'll sign off for now. Bye bye. Thanks so much, Mary.
Yep. Bye.
Bye bye.